time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. As the publisher of the Benton County Enterprise, James White keeps us abreast of the goings-on from a county that includes the city of Warsaw, Missouri, where he joins us today from his office. And James, nice to have you again. Good morning.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning to you.
I want to start with the recent government shutdown. A good part of the local economy down there relies on visitors coming to Truman Lake, which is controlled by the Army Corps of Engineers. So when the shutdown hit, what evidence did you see of it down there, James?
Well, when the shutdown hit, I mean, it was immediately felt because our Corps-operated boat ramps were closed, the visitor center was closed, and the Harry S. Truman Dam powerhouse office was also closed. And folks that were in our state park in the campground were actually cleared out the day before.
So like, what did that mean? So what was the result of that? What was the impact?
Well, I mean, the impact on our local economy, I think, was pretty – it wasn't as bad as it would have been if we'd been in the height of the season, but it was definitely felt because we still have a lot of people that come down at this time of the year to fish and hunt.
Yeah, sure.
So clearing people out of the state park, and then just the idea, you know, so many people wouldn't come down to Warsaw because of that. So it definitely had an impact.
How did your neighbors react to the shutdown? What was the talk around town?
Well, I think that, people were pretty upset that, you know, they couldn't get it together in D.C. And the biggest effect on the shutdown was our Heritage Days Festival, which was scheduled, which was last weekend, but it happens at the visitor center a good part of it. And with that closed, you know, people, we had one lady that came in the office that said that we ought to just cut the locks on the gate and head on in there anyway. So that was kind of the sentiment. This Heritage Days is the last big push in our tourist season, and a lot of merchants, you know, that's kind of it for the season, and that's, and they, and it's, you know, instrumental that they, yeah, that they have that.
So I imagine people were grousing quite a bit around town, given what they were seeing happening to them.
There was a lot of grousing around town, and I think it would, there, it was a little bit less than it would have been if this had happened in June or July.
Yeah,
at the height of our season.
So Heritage Days, you know, there's an impact there. How many people usually attend Heritage Days down where you are?
In a normal Heritage Days, probably 7,000 to 9,000 people.
Wow. And how many did you have this time?
The estimate is around 5,000, so it was considerably down. I mean, it's still a lot of folks, but definitely down from what it's been in the past.
Yeah. Give us just a little idea, James, what visitors to the festival typically experience down there.
Well, it's primarily, it's a pioneer-themed festival from mid to late 1800s. And at the visitor center, for example, they've got, they make soap, molasses, cider. They've got people doing crafts. And there's a recreation of an 1800s general store, a home, and a school that are on that property. So it's very much centered on a pioneer heritage.
Well, now that Heritage Days has passed and sort of the season has come to an end, just how quiet is there down there in your county right now?
This weekend, it's fairly quiet, but we still have, you know, from our office here at the Enterprise Building, we can see down to the harbor, and there are still people out fishing. In fact, there's people on the city boat dock that are fishing right now, and there's some boats out on the river.
But I gather the atmosphere has definitely changed.
It's kind of, you know, people have taken a breath and let it out. It's, the season's pretty much over.
Yeah, you get a sense that it's a pretty abrupt end to the season. I mean, once October comes to a conclusion and the colder weather really begins to set in November, how does that change things down there?
It returns back to kind of the village atmosphere that I grew up in. It's very much more of a small town in the wintertime. It's back in the, when you would go to Walmart and you would know everyone there. That's kind of what it reverts to.
Which way do you prefer it, James?
You know, I definitely enjoy the quiet in the wintertime and that atmosphere. But in the summer, it's nice having all the different folks from around the country and come to visit us. So it's more of a celebratory atmosphere in the summer.
Well, James White is the publisher of the Benton County Enterprise. And, James, always appreciate you taking some time. Thanks so much.
Well, you're welcome. I enjoy it.